Welcome to Book It, a bi-weekly podcast where we talk frankly about books.
My name is Jill.
And my name is Michael.
Catch us every other Wednesday talking about books, publishing, indie bookstores, chatting with authors, and so much more.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Book It Pod for more Book It content.
Want to read something you heard about on today's episode? Visit us at bookshop.org/shop/BookItPod.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Michael.
How's it going?
It's good.
Awesome.
I have a funny story for you.
Oh, perfect.
Even though it's not a full episode, I still have an anecdote for you.
Love it.
So Mark and I have been watching the last season of Schitt's Creek.
Oh, okay.
And last night we watched the episode where Alexis doesn't realize she brought everyone to a cult.
I love that episode.
So I had this dream last night. And it was one of those dreams where you know you're dreaming.
Yes.
But you can't wake up. And in the dream, my husband Mark and I had accidentally joined a cult. And like Alexis, like I drug us somewhere and we were accidentally in a cult. Mark was like, we're clearly in a cult. Like, why did, what's wrong? You know?
Yeah.
What's going on? And I kept saying, oh, but this is a dream. I just need to like wake up.
In your dream, you were saying
like,
this?
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, cool. How about you do that? And I was like, yeah, I'm doing that. But I couldn't wake up. And so I'm like having this whole dream, like we're trapped in a cult and the cult is like scary and overwhelming.
As they usually are.
Cannot wake myself up. And I know that it's a dream the whole time.
That is awful.
Isn't it?
And I don't know, maybe this is a hot take, but I think Alexis is the best character on Schitt's Creek.
Yes, I was slow to warm up to her.
Yeah,
but
that's the point, I think.
Yeah, I really love her. The whole thing was just wild.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was last night.
Yeah, last night.
Oh, well, happy to be here. Well, I don't know. If you're listening to this, maybe this will be a little surprise. Maybe we won't even like say anything like a Beyonce album and just like release it and it's in everyone's subscriptions. But this isn't a full episode. We're just kind of saying like we're gearing up for season two. The first episode comes out in a couple weeks. And if you're new here, probably you're here from our social media. And we just thought we would introduce ourselves.
Absolutely. Welcome back to Book It.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for season two. I'm Jill. I use she, her pronouns. I am a librarian and a book lover and a mom and all those things.
Yeah.
And we were going to start with our hot takes. My hot take from 2020, it's caused much upset. I feel that the 2020 adaptation of Emma is absolute garbage. And also that you can be a feminist and watch 100 hours of Hallmark movies over the holidays.
Yeah, or year-round. I mean,
no, you can't do it year-round.
Oh, you're not a feminist if you do it year-round.
Right. That's where the line is.
Okay.
It's just seasonal.
It's seasonal feminism.
Exactly. I'm in charge of defining feminism,
yes.
And that's what I decided.
Yeah, yes. I love this because we've never really, you and I, we're friends. So we've talked about that hot take about Emma, because I happen to love the 2020 adaptation of Emma. And I love that we disagree there. But it's also like, I can totally see why people would really not like it. Like I totally get that. I just thought it was such an approachable and fun period piece. And a lot of times, which I also think Bridgerton is doing really well right now, is like making period pieces more approachable and less stuffy. And by the way, I say that with a deep love for the stuffy period piece as well. I love a boring period piece. I feel so calm and cozy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it's a little bit of a spoiler, but in season one, our second episode,
yes,
was about adaptations, and we have received so much wonderful feedback about the episode, and so many listeners suggested other adaptations for us to talk about, so we're revisiting it in season two, and Michael and I have been devouring all of the suggested books and adaptations, and I can't wait to get into it because we didn't talk about Emma.
Right.
Oh, I hadn't seen it when we recorded it.
I didn't think about the fact that we can talk about it now on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but to your point, this segues into my introduction beautifully. My name is Michael. I use he, him pronouns. I am also just a lifelong reader. I've worked in publishing and in sort of editorial positions, but my love always returns me to books, and my personal ambition is to be a novelist, and we'll see, I hope, one day. I guess this is beyond 2020. Like, my lifelong hot takes are that sometimes the movie is better than the book, and this isn't lifelong, but this is circa 2005. I think the 2005 Pride and Prejudice movie is much better than the miniseries that is the most beloved for reasons that we will explore on. You can go back and listen to some of them on season one, but I will go deeper into them into our season two episode of our adaptations episode. And I love that we do those because I think we both like, we're movie people and we're TV people as well. So it's like the best. I love that we get to dive into those joys in our lives as well in terms of like books and stuff.
Yeah, one of the things I love most about Book It is that we read all kinds of books, literary fiction and middle grade, and we've talked to picture book authors even, and we really focus on literature being approachable even when you read highbrow stuff. And so I just love that we spend time on the adaptations. Adaptations bring so many people to books and reading.
Exactly.
I mean, there's just, what do you gain by being judgy about
exactly.
that? Let's participate and love
it. That I totally agree. And I think that's something that if you haven't listened to Book It before, our focus is not, we do talk about books, frankly, and our conversations and our opinions aren't always like, we don't like a book just because we like books. Sometimes we don't like the book, but we are way more interested in the joy of reading. And something that I love about Book It is that we've made clear that you can love reading even when you don't love the book you read.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And I want our conversations always to be ones that people feel really comfortable participating in and join in with us as often as they can. So I'm curious, Jill, what are you most excited about listeners hearing in season two?
Michael and I have plotted out a big chunk of the schedule. I would say we have more than half of the episodes.
Oh, I'd say 80%.
Yeah, planned out. And what I love about that is that the ideas just kept coming.
Yep.
And it wasn't like, oh, what are we going to talk about? Like, we were so pumped to talk about so many things that we were cautioning ourselves and being like, let's not lay too much out. Like, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Right. So I'm just excited for our excitement, if that makes sense.
Oh, my gosh, that's such a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know that I'm generally enthused to kick off this season and that you are as well.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to share that enthusiasm. I feel like I've been driving my family crazy with it because I'm always like, oh, this is happening. And every single book I'm reading right now, Mark's like, oh, is that for the podcast?
Is it?
Like, yes. Yeah. So it's always for the podcast. So that's what I'm most excited about. How about you?
What I'm most excited about in season two is that we have an opportunity to be in more intentional conversation with our listeners and with book people. And we have I'm just so excited to get to know it as a community now. And to your point, we planned so much for season two, and that meeting relieved so much anxiety for me because, you know, we just kind of like barreled through season one. We just flying by the seat of our pants, didn't have a moment to really plan it. We just kind of were like, do you want to do this? Cool. Meet next week. We'll do it. So then when we got together for season two, in the back of my head, I was like, did we play all of our cards? Like, did we do everything possible and now we have nothing left?
Yeah.
But it just goes to like the strength of creative brainstorming. And we were just like, hey, I like this aspect of reading. Let's do an entire episode about it. And it helps that you and I are opinionated people and could talk a lot about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm most excited about interacting with our audience more.
That's a great point. I have really loved, we kicked off our social media at the end of December, and I have really loved talking to everybody on Instagram.
Yeah.
About what they were reading over the holidays.
Totally. And
I'm super excited for everybody to hear the first episode. A little bit of a teaser. Michael and I talk about our most anticipated reads of 2021. And one of our upcoming author interviews organically grew out of that conversation. It turns out that one of the books I was most excited about that we did not discuss in advance, Michael knew the author.
Yeah. Like, it's could crazy. DM her. And I did.
And we've got book club coming.
Yes. Why don't we talk about that, actually? Like,
oh, yeah.
We, if you follow us on social, you'll know, you'll have seen that we are kicking off a Book It book club. And the way it's going to work is that once a quarter, so four times a year, we are selecting a book that we hope you will read along with us. And it will then turn into a book club episode. We will have conversations on social, on our website. And hopefully we will be able to talk to the author every time. I don't think that'll stop us from, if we can't talk to an author, we'll still choose the book we want to read. But we love
we're
having...
We're too opinionated not to.
Exactly. So like, if we pick a book club book, at the very least, we just want to chat with you guys about it. Our first book club selection is called The Kindest Lie by Nancy Johnson. And it's her debut novel. You can head to our website for information on the plot and when you can expect those episodes to come out. And you can also find on our website our bookshop link where you can purchase the book so you can read along. It comes out in the book comes out in February, and the episode will also be in February, so it's a fairly tight turnaround, but I'm assuming you're a reader if you're listening to this, so maybe it won't be such a big deal to you.
Yeah, I'm excited, and we're hoping to give a little bit more heads up on book two. But I do have to say, Michael has finished the book. And I am 75% of the way through The Kindest Lie, and I'm so excited to discuss it. Yeah. And Michael and I have been having the hardest time not talking about it.
Yes, literally. Every time we meet, we're like, so don't say anything? I won't say anything?
I was like, look, we're not talking about this, but I have to tell you this one thing. Don't respond.
Right. Yes, that part's hard, especially because we... we have a lot of books lined up that we're going to be chatting about, and Jill wanted to make a parallel to a book that I haven't read yet for an episode. So we've also agreed that she is going to say that part. I just have to not listen when we record, and by the time I'm editing the episode, I have to have read that book.
Yeah, Michael's going to be like that kid, the emoji of that kid who's like got his ears covered and is going like, la, 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 la.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. Well, no, we're recording tomorrow, aren't we?
I think I figured out a way to make the parallel without spoiling.
Okay, because I want to be able to respond to it, but I just won't be able to. But well, yeah, because to your point, I have like seven books in my TBR pile, and all seven of them are for the podcast.
Yes.
Which I'm actually curious. So I said TBR pile. I'm so interested in the concept of a TBR pile, and I've been thinking like it might make a good episode. So I'm saying here to you, listener, I felt like Lady Whistledown, you reader. I am Lady Whistledown.
I can't wait to talk about Bridgerton because I loved it and have deep concerns, and I just can't wait to get into it.
Actually, one of our Instagrammers said the same thing. Did you see her stories?
Oh, no. I'll have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are listening and if you have book questions or just like things you've thought about as a reader, that you've noticed, trends or anything, we love feedback. The only reason that we're doing an Adaptations Part 2 is because people told us they loved it. Have you guys read these? And we were like, we have so much available content. Let's do an episode about it. please send us an email at info@bookitpod.com with any of your bookish thoughts and questions and subjects.
I just realized what I should have said I was most excited about.
Say it. I don't know.
So if you listen to season one, you know that I had a months-long obsession with Jessica Simpson's memoir.
Right.
And Michael put together a post to like wrap up our favorites for the year. And of course, I did not list it as my favorite, but Michael included it because yeah. I wouldn't shut up about it.
You were a pusher about it.
I was. And guess who liked it on Instagram?
And commented.
Jessica Simpson.
And the number one question, which I love, from Jill, and then I'm in a group chat with Jill's family. Shout out to Jill's family.
My family collects people. Michael's one of us now.
I send it to Jill, and Jill said, is this really her? Then Jill sent it to the group family chat, and the first question of the group family chat was, is this really her? The answer is yes. Jessica Simpson loves Book It. She endorses it. She called me.
She's it made my New Year's.
I'm glad. I knew it would. Yeah. That yes, but no, that is something else I am actually really excited about is like, I don't know, it's just been a genuine surprise and joy and delight to have had the opportunity to talk with so many creative people in season one.
I agree with you. We had so many amazing interviews in season one. We've had an opportunity just to like, we like something and we poke around on their website and figure out, you know, a way to get in touch. And it has just been phenomenal. So I can't wait to see where this year takes us.
Me neither. Jill, I'm so excited.
Me too.
Hey, listener. Dear reader, follow us everywhere. We are so active on social. We are updating our website constantly. Please go follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BookItPod. Check out our website at BookItPod.com. If you're interested in any of the books you hear from season one and upcoming on season two, we have a bookshop link. And what we love about Bookshop is that it is basically the Amazon for indie bookstores. Every purchase you make with them financially helps indie bookstores across the country. And now they're going global. I mean, I think there's one in the UK now.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. So if you want, head to our bookshop. It's bookshop.org/shop/bookitpod.
Yay! Yeah. Can't wait. Yeah.
I'm doing a little hip dance, but you can't see it. And nor will you ever in real life.
Thank you for listening to Book It, a bi-weekly podcast where we talk frankly about books.
Book It is available across podcast platforms.
Subscribe to never miss an episode, and don't forget to leave a review before you go.
We'd love to stay in touch. You can find us online at bookitpod.com or on Instagram and Twitter at bookitpod.
Want to read something you heard on today's episode? Visit us at bookshop.org/shop/bookitpod.
Book It was created by hosts Jill Burkett-Rakesy and Michael Woodson, with sound design and production by Honeysuckler.